Today is Friday, November 8th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National STEM Day. That's science, technology, something, engineering and medicine, possibly. It's National Parents as Teachers Day. It's National Harvey Wallbanger Day. And it's also National Cappuccino Day. I'm not a big fan of coffee, so I will not be celebrating cappuccino. And I don't drink very often, so probably won't be having a Harvey Wallbanger either. Let's see what is in a Harvey Wallbanger. What ingredients are in a Harvey Wallbanger? Vodka, orange juice, and Galliano L'Autentico. It's an Italian herbal, as they say in the UK, liqueur. To make it, you pour the vodka and orange juice into a glass with ice. Stir well to combine. Slowly float the Galliano on top by pouring it over the back of a spoon so it sits on top. Garnish with an orange slice or maraschino cherry if desired. Is that really? Because the picture that they have, you know, ChatGPT could be hallucinating. Because the picture they have here doesn't look anything. It looks like a frozen drink. And there's no float. I'm just looking here. Included vodka, Galliano, and orange juice. Oh, yeah, that's right. But their image looks weird. I guess it just doesn't look like I expected it. Maybe I'm thinking the Galliano would be more of a red color, like, what's that cherry kind of flavored syrup? There's a name for it. It comes in those glass bottles. I can't remember. Oh, well, I'm not going to be having one. I don't have those ingredients. I do have vodka, but I don't have Galliano. I don't have orange juice, and so I won't be having that. Although this week I do feel like having some sort of alcoholic beverage. I did have last night. I had wine, and it was not very good. So we were given this Concord grape wine. And it tastes kind of like Welch's grape juice, but it's more bitter. Because I suppose because it's been fermented, you know, like one, whereas Welch's grape juice is literally just grape juice. And it was sweet, so I liked that. Because I really love sweet, almost syrupy alcohols. Any liqueur on the wine side, I really like. I know, I'm a child. But I also like on the side of wine, I like, what's the one? Now I can't think of the name of it, but it's the really, really sweet wine. Moscato. Love it. I love a Sauterne. I believe that is also a sweet wine. But they're syrupy almost because they're so sweet. Anyway, had that last night and I only had one large glass and I was feeling a little tipsy when I went to bed. I needed to feel tipsy. All right. So got a couple of text messages here from Chuck. One of them was a link to an article. And then he texted again and said, when I saw this, I thought of you and Sydney, the dog. And the article is, this Shih Tzu festival in Japan is just what you need today. And oh, look at all they have all these little cute Shih Tzus. They all have puppy cuts. I am not a fan of the puppy cut. I like a long-haired dog. Shih Tzus are a long-haired dog. It is very difficult. And even we struggle to keep her looking pretty with her long hair. But I refuse to shave off long hair from a dog. I refuse to do it. If they are a long-haired dog, I believe they should have long hair, and I don't think that Shih Tzus are really all that cute with the puppy cut. I just don't like it. The article says, while I probably can't stop you from spending today and tomorrow staring at a screen and refreshing live coverage results, it's important to take a break and remember the real reason we cherish the internet. It allows us to look at adorable animals. And known for their Shih Tzus, known for their underbites and massive eyes that make them resemble an Ewok, the Shih Tzu dog breed has a long, winding history originating in Tibet, but later making their claim to fame as champions, as companions to Chinese royals during the Ming Dynasty. And anyway, yesterday they had a festival at a park by Lake Yamanaka for Shih Tzus. So everybody brought, they had games, everybody brought their Shih Tzu, and it was cute. And there's some pictures in the article. So there you go. Well, thanks for saying, that is a very happy article, and the photos are very cute. Thanks for sending that to me. Gary says, I watched the returns on Tuesday night, but didn't stay up extra late. I didn't turn on the TV on Wednesday. We will get through this, and life goes on. Yeah. Again, not going to talk about it much, but I told Mark today I'm ignoring politics for the next 4.5 years. You guys, the next time we have another election / president, I will be 50 years old. I know, I look so young, don't I? Oh, goodness. So, nothing has happened in my life. I had another meeting with, I believe I told you guys that I had a meeting with my manager yesterday where I was somewhat unprofessional. If I didn't tell you guys that, I'm telling you now. I had a meeting with her and I take criticism very personally because I try really hard. I'm a perfectionist. I try really hard to do my job well. And I tend to quit things that I think I'm not doing a good job at. So the reason I do not have, I'm not a professional trumpet player and college professor right now, is because I thought I was failing at it, so I quit. The reason I'm not a developer right now is because I thought I was sucking and I quit and allowed myself to move into other roles instead of really knuckling down. And it's not that I was doing a bad job developing, it's that I had gotten to too high of a pay grade and I was expected to both be a tech lead and do development at the same time, and I was not delivering enough lines of code. Basically, it had nothing to do with the quality of the code that I was writing. And instead of knuckling down and continuing on and, you know, applying for a different role, a different job, or moving to a different team, or just trying to deliver more lines of code every day, I just went along with it and said, oh, I'll be a product manager. So I have a tendency to quit things when I think I'm not doing well. And Blender, I got so frustrated. I mean, it's not that I still go back to Blender occasionally, but I didn't continue my learning because it was so frustrating and I felt like I wasn't doing how well I thought I should be doing. It's a thing with me. Because again, perfectionist. I don't know why I haven't stopped podcasting, because I am certainly not a perfect podcaster. There is, you know, I don't have hundreds of thousands of listeners like a lot of podcasters do. I don't, you know, I love the listeners that I have. I love all of you like my children. But anyway, so I don't know why. But so I'm bringing that up because she criticizes me and I go from fear that I'm going to get fired, worry that I'm going to get a negative evaluation, which I've never gotten in my life, won't get a bonus next year. You know, she didn't say any of this, but it was a stern talking to. She said, I've told you 3 times not to do this thing and I don't want to have this conversation again. It was like my mother. Anyway, so we had another meeting today. I sent her an apology in Slack yesterday. She didn't respond, ever. Never responded. I then apologized again in the meeting today, and she just said, okay. She didn't, And Mark said, well, is she white? And I said, no, and she's Indian. He said, well, maybe their culture, they don't respond the same way that emotion on their sleeve white people. He didn't say that, but I'm saying it. Emotion on their sleeve American white people do. Oh my God, honey, you're fine. You know, whatever. Which is what I wanted. I wanted closure. Like, we're good. We're, you know, thank you for apologizing. We're good. You can move on with your life. I didn't get it. The meeting went okay. There was not anything wrong with the meeting, and there was no tantrums on my part. I'm really trying to work on my emotional EQ because I feel like part of my trauma in my childhood stunted some of my emotional EQ, and I don't always handle things like an adult would. I mean, at least I guess I realize it. I don't know. What are you going to do? Therapy? Oh, I'm doing that. Other than that, we finished Agatha All Along last night. We had Mexican for dinner because we were soothing ourselves. And I have fallen off the wagon already on the React training because I just haven't felt great this week. But I'm going to get back on it at the latest this weekend so I can continue my path because I have a plan. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.